Holly Bobo was just 20 years old when she vanished from her small Tennessee town. On the morning of April 13, 2011, her brother Clint witnessed her abduction. A man drove up, grabbed Holly, and sped off. Clint's frantic calls for help echoed in the quiet streets, but no one could have imagined the darkness that was about to unfold. Rumors began to circulate quickly. Some whispered that Clint was not just a helpless bystander. They said he knew more than he let on. People talked about a friend of his, Zach Adams, who had been seen lurking around their neighborhood. Zach was known for trouble and had a reputation that made the townsfolk uneasy. Allegations surfaced that he was teaching Clint to manufacture illegal substances. When Holly found out, she threatened to bring the whole operation to light. The stakes were high, and the fear of exposure loomed large. The day Holly disappeared, she was last seen heading to her car. Her friend noticed her anxious demeanor. Something was wrong. Holly's phone calls had become erratic, and her friends had sensed a shift in her behavior. The whispers grew louder. What did Clint know, and why hadn't he come forward? As days turned into weeks, the search for Holly intensified. Investigators combed the woods, but it was the local rumors that painted a darker picture. Friends and family began to question Clint. Was he a grieving brother? Or was he hiding something far more sinister? Zach Adams became the prime suspect. His past was littered with incidents that hinted at a violent streak. When police finally caught up with him, he confessed to a horrific chain of events. He claimed he kidnapped Holly, took her to an abandoned barn, and silenced her forever. The details of the crime chilled the community. A single gunshot echoed through the woods, shattering the peace of a once safe town. But despite Zach's conviction, questions remained. What role did Clint really play? Did he turn a blind eye to protect himself, or was he complicit in a plan that spiraled out of control? With every new piece of evidence, the mystery deepened. The truth lay buried beneath the surface, waiting to be uncovered. Chapter 1. The search for Holly Bobo faded into a haunting lullaby of unanswered questions. Trees whispered secrets to those who dared listen. Clint sat on the porch, his hands weathered and trembling. He glanced at the woods, the scene of his nightmares. The shadows deepened, and the townsfolk's gazes grew heavy with judgment. Days passed, yet Clint remained tight-lipped. Each time he ventured into town, whispers danced behind him. A friend, a brother, or a suspect. He felt the weight of their eyes digging into him. His heart pounded in his chest. He believed he was innocent, but doubt clouded the air like a summer storm. Zach had been a constant presence in his life, but now all Clint felt was fear. He remembered the night of the abduction. The sound of Holly's screams echoed in his mind, entwined with a deep sense of regret. What if he could have done more? The guilt turned his thoughts dark. Why hadn't he reported Zach sooner? Chapter 2. Clint knew he was trapped in a web of suspicion. As he paced around his house, he couldn't shake the feeling that someone was watching him. Nights blurred into days, and he found himself spiraling deeper into anxiety. Memories of Holly resurfaced, her laughter mingling with the sound of sirens. He fought against the tide of despair. In the shadows, a figure appeared. It was Zach. Clint's gut twisted. What did he want? Zach leaned against the fence, his expression unreadable. Clint's heart raced as Zach spoke. "We need to talk." The words hung in the air like a death sentence. Clint hesitated, weighing the risk. He could call for help, but something stopped him. The tension was palpable. He felt like a puppet in a sinister game, strings pulled tight around his throat. The clock ticked relentlessly. Time was no longer on his side. Chapter 3. That night, Clint lay awake, his mind racing. Unexpectedly, the door creaked open. He turned, and there stood Holly's childhood friend, Lisa. Concern filled her eyes. "Clint, we need to figure this out. People are talking. You need to tell the truth." Clint brushed her off, but her words gnawed at him. He knew he had to confront his own demons. He drove to the woods, the weight of the past heavy on his shoulders. A single beam of moonlight broke through, illuminating the path where his sister had vanished. As he reached the abandoned barn, he hesitated. The air felt thick with history. Inside, memories clawed at him. He thought of Holly's laughter, her threat to expose the truth. Her voice echoed in his mind, demanding justice. Suddenly, his phone buzzed. A message appeared, sending chills down his spine. It was from an unknown number. "You know more than you say. It's time to speak up. With a pounding heart, Clint turned to face the darkness. He had to make a choice, come clean or let the shadows claim him. Clint stood at the edge of the woods, heart racing. The message haunted him. He clenched his phone tightly, torn between fear and the desire for truth. He knew he had to confront the lies, not just for Holly, but for himself. The last remnants of daylight faded, leaving only shadows. The next morning, Clint walked into the police station, his palms sweaty. The air was thick with tension. He took a deep breath and approached an officer. "I need to talk," he said, his voice steady yet low. He confessed everything, the rumors, the fears, and the moments he had kept silent. The officer listened, eyes narrowing as Clint spoke. Each word felt like a weight lifting. He shared how Holly had threatened to expose Zach's operation, how that threat turned into a nightmare. With every detail, the burden of guilt lessened, but the cost of silence was heavy. As the investigation reopened, new evidence began to shine. Clint's honesty opened doors to further inquiries. A search of Zach's property uncovered more than they expected, items that linked Zach to Holly's abduction. Their findings shook the town once again, forcing the community to grapple with the truth they had buried. Months passed, but for Clint, time felt warped. He attended Holly's memorial, the weight of her absence palpable. The community gathered, candles flickering in the dark. Clint stood before the crowd, a mixture of anger and sorrow swelling within him. "I didn't protect her," he admitted, tears streaming down his face. "I let fear keep me quiet." The words resonated, a plea for understanding and forgiveness. As the investigation pressed on, authorities arrested another associate of Zach's, someone who had remained in the shadows. Clint felt the walls he built crack. Those whispers turned into questions, accusations, and slowly clarity. The truth was emerging, though it came at a steep price. Zach faced more charges, his conviction solidified by the new evidence. But Clint's involvement hung like a dark cloud over him. They never proved he was complicit, yet the community's judgment weighed heavily. They wanted a savior or a villain, not the complicated truth. In the aftermath, Clint realized he had a choice. He could stay hidden in the shadows or be the voice Holly could no longer be. He joined local groups advocating for missing persons, sharing his sister's story, hoping to bring awareness to others. Each meeting felt like a step toward redemption. As he looked out at the woods one last time, the sunlight broke through the trees. Healing would take time, but Clint was ready to face the echoes of the past. The truth was out, but it would never fully erase the scars. For Holly, he would fight to keep her memory alive, to ensure no one else would have to endure the same fate.